The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Now the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him, and for this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. Dear sisters and brothers, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Foot washing. It's just strange, isn't it? There's an intimacy to it that is absolutely foreign in our culture. But if it's weird to us, it would have been downright unbelievable to people in Jesus' day. Washing the dirty feet of those who shared muddy dirt roads with animals and with their refuse was a task reserved only for the lowest slave of a house. It was demeaning. It was beneath almost everyone's station. And that, of course, is exactly why Jesus did it. This act of love is a prelude to what will soon come. Soon Jesus will not just remove his outer garment and get a little bit dirty, he will be stripped, scourged, and subject to the most shameful death that could be inflicted, crucifixion. And yet, according to John, this is precisely how Jesus loved them to the end. Love one another. The new commandment that Jesus gives is also where we get the name for our observance tonight. Maundy comes from the Latin word mandatum, command. If Jesus was hailed as king on Palm Sunday, then this is what citizenship in his kingdom looks like. Love one another. Now, we must be careful here. We can't turn this command of our Lord into a tame, weak, sweet, and harmless cliche. See, so often Christians act as though Jesus is after mere niceness, superficial affection. But loving one another is not clean or neat or easy. People, human beings, all of us, we are messy, we are difficult. Misunderstandings are common, and we all too easily assume the worst of others. And even the best will often leave us disappointed. So, foot washing, an act that will get you dirty, is a truly fitting metaphor. Loving others requires humility. It requires devotion to them, even at the expense of ourselves. Loving one another is costly and difficult, and it is sometimes painful. But it is also infinitely beautiful. Washing one another's feet is the only way that we can get clean together. It is how Jesus is at work washing us, sanctifying us, making us his holy people. See, if we are going to love one another, then all the outer garments that we use to keep others at a distance have to come off. Pride and self-promotion have no place. Division, dishonest talk have no place. It is precisely in the struggle to honestly and truly love one another that our sins do come to the surface. Any love that doesn't get to the dirty feet is superficial and false. Here is the powerful thing. When our fears and our failures and our faults are uncovered, in this dance of Jesus-centered mutual love, they are not met with condemnation or shame or exclusion. Love washes clean. Love speaks truth even when it's hard. Love forgives and heals. Love never gets to look at somebody else and say, "Oh, gross, you are so dirty, get away from me." Love accepts that the road we walk is dirty and messy. Love knows that sometimes the worst messes are the ones we make ourselves. And then love gets in close, down to the dirt, in humility and vulnerability. And love washes. And the people of Jesus slowly become clean. The holiness of Jesus expresses itself in us. Pride crumbles. Barriers fall. Understanding grows. Compassion and mercy flourish. Not only are feet made clean, but hearts are made whole. And spirits are knit back together. Now you may ask, how can so great a thing be true? How can such a teaching be real? Well, there are two levels to that question. One is, how can love do this? How can compassion heal? But then the other level, just as important, is how can we do this? How could we ever dare to love one another if that is what Jesus means by love? How could we ever unwind the layers of protection that we keep against the world and humble ourselves to wash another's feet? And then, how could we ever let someone else see, never mind touch, the smelly, unpleasant messes that we all carry? How could we ever let someone that close? Well, the answer to all those questions is the same. We who are called to wash one another's feet, we have already been washed. We who are summoned to love one another, even when it is costly, we have been loved more extravagantly than we could ever imagine. Jesus gives the command to love one another to people whom he has already forgiven, already loved, already made his own. You are claimed by Jesus. There is no exclusion for you. There is no mess. There is nothing your feet have stepped in that cannot be made clean. Nobody is disqualified from being loved in the name of Jesus. And so also, nobody is let off the hook. Nobody gets to say, I can't love them. Nobody gets to say, I can't forgive that. This is hard. It will feel like it is impossible. But it is truly the tender mercy of Jesus. He isn't yelling at us to shape up like a harsh master. Jesus is coming to you in the form of a slave when you are a mess with water and towel. When you can't love, Jesus will love you. When you aren't clean, Jesus will wash you. And when you are hurt, or scared, or broken, Jesus will love you to the very end. To the cross, to the tomb, beyond death, into life, forever.